The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What up, world? Welcome in all to another episode of The Ocho, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's bloggingtheboys.com. My name, RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on The Ocho. It is Friday, August 7th, 2020. Hope all is well wherever you are. We hope you're happy, safe, healthy, and that you enjoyed that Dallas Cowboys game last night. That is what I would have said if we were in normal times. We should have been waking up today, depending on when you woke up, with a Dallas Cowboys game to discuss. That's right. Yesterday should have been the Pro Football Hall of Fame game between the Dallas Cowboys and the Pittsburgh Steelers. If things had been normal as it is Friday, tonight would be the gold jacket ceremony for the Pro Football Hall of Fame inductees this year's class, which obviously featured Jimmy Johnson, Cliff Harris, among many other people. And we'd be getting ready for enshrinement weekend, getting ready to watch all the speeches and whatnot, and it'd be a lot of fun. But obviously that is not the case. There's no football going on right now. There's no football happening we are inside 5 weeks. 5 weeks from today, Friday in 5 weeks, we'll have woken up after a regular season NFL game, at least according to things that are currently scheduled. So the Houston Texans and Kansas City Chiefs will get things started, we'll see how that goes. And 5 weeks from Sunday, the Dallas Cowboys are scheduled to kick off against the Los Angeles Rams on the road, Sunday Night Football. And we're all hopeful that it's going to be there. It's going to be fun. It's going to be great football. So we'll see what happens. But no preseason football for the Cowboys this year. It would have been fun. It really, really would have been fun. Was tweeting with some people about this. Dave Hellman, friend of the show from DallasCowboys.com, noted how, there would be a lot of highlights from guys that, a lot of people had never heard of if the Pro Football Hall of Fame game had gone on. And we would have gotten to have seen Ben DiNucci, the Nooch, and that would have been great. Lots of preseason storylines have been fun over the last few years. Rico Gathers was really great. Gus Buss was awesome. Donovan Wilson was great. Lance Lenoir, a big preseason superstar. Lucky Whitehead was a preseason guy before he became a regular season guy and had the whole jet sweep and then everything else. But I am missing preseason football, but I've got Big Brother going on, at least. Maybe you watched the first episode, and it was, I'm not pumped, the cast didn't overwhelm me, but, it's work in progress. So, we're moving forward. But Leighton Vander Esch did meet with the media on Thursday, and so we've got some stuff from the Wolf Hunter to kind of feel out and figure out. And the first thing I think is really, really, really important, and I say it's the first thing because it's the first thing we're going to talk about. And this maybe has the most consequences for the Cowboys defense and maybe the Cowboys team overall. Back a few months ago, NFL.com did a it was like a rising stars. I know I wrote about this at the site, but it was like a team MVP for every team, and they chose Leighton Vander Esch for the Cowboys. And the idea was this person is the most important to the success of the team. And I really agree with that. I think that Leighton Vander Esch, the Cowboys their defense, certainly, and then arguably their whole team as a result of that, kind of go as Leighton goes. We've talked about that a lot here. And so Leighton Vander Esch, according to what he said on Thursday, you can go, by the way, watch all of these media sessions, press conferences, whatever you want to call them. The Dallas Cowboys are so great about posting them on their YouTube channel and on their app and in all their platforms and places where their content lives. So you can go watch what he said, hear the questions and whatnot. It's always a really fun exercise. But the thing that I found the most interesting is Leighton confirmed what many people have speculated on over the course of the last few months. He will be playing more middle linebacker in 2020. Here is what Leighton Vander Esch had to say, courtesy of the Dallas Cowboys YouTube channel.
Yeah, I mean, you can call it Mike, you can call it Will. In today's age playing football, Mike and Will are pretty much identical. But yeah, I mean, I guess if you want to call me the Mike, you call me the Mike. And Jalen obviously is playing Will. He might get pulled out of the box a little bit more, but and the Mike stays in the box more. But as far as techniques and how you play, they're the same thing.
You know, it is true, I suppose. You know, I don't suppose. I mean, it is true that the Mike linebacker, the Will linebacker, are interchangeable is not the right word, but it's kind of... This is not the best comp, but it's kind of like playing on the outside, playing in the slot, you know, at receiver. You've really got to be able to do everything these days in the NFL. And this, you know, we talk so much about, or we've talked before about Dave Damashek's Jenga theory. If you're unfamiliar with that, Dave Damashek, the longtime host of the Dave Damashek football program, great podcast that actually ended in 2020 from NFL Media and their podcast group. Dave had this theory, and then I know we've talked about it here over the years, where there are players on every team, non-quarterbacks, that are like the Jenga piece, that when you pull that piece out, the whole thing comes tumbling down like a Jenga tower. He argued for years that Rob Gronkowski was that for the New England Patriots, to give you one example. Again, these are non-quarterbacks. You can make the argument that Leighton Vander Esch is the Jenga piece for the Dallas Cowboys. At the very least, he is the obvious Jenga piece for the defense. Now, making him the middle linebacker sort of fortifies the idea that he's the Jenga piece. He's the, you know, the middle, literally. But what's awesome about that is if Leighton Vander Esch is playing the Mike linebacker spot, that means that Jalen Smith at the Will can blitz more, can rush more. And I think we all want to see that. I think we all believe that this is probably the best usage of their particular talents and their particular skill sets. I know friend of the show, Joey Ikes, has also tweeted a lot about kind of being in favor of Leighton also getting to wear the green dot on his helmet. If you don't know what that means, the player with the green dot on their helmet is the player that gets to communicate with their coach, gets to hear the play call, then gets to hand out the play call, obviously, to the rest of the team. And I do buy that less being on Jalen's plate is probably not a bad thing, which is why, you know, him being free to rush, him being free to roam is probably the best utilization of his skill set, whereas you plant Leighton in the middle, not literally, but and you benefit from what his skill set offers there. I think that's really great. And, you know, if you think back, and I mentioned if you've been listening to, you know, the show for a long time, but not that long, a few months ago before the draft, we had Leighton's agent Ron Slavin on. At the time, we talked about Aldon Smith. He also represents him. But Ron talked about Leighton, and he told us about the 2018 NFL draft and the New Orleans Saints, who traded up in the first round of that draft. Everybody thought they were going to go get Lamar Jackson. We talked about that with him. Seriously, go back. It's such a great episode. Just go through your podcast feed. It was sometime in, I think, early March, mid-March. I know we were already, I believe we were already in the, socially distanced times. But we talked about how the New Orleans Saints traded up. Everybody thought it was for Lamar Jackson. He said he thought it was for Leighton Vander Esch. It ultimately was for Marcus Davenport. But he thought it was for Leighton Vander Esch because Mike Nolan, now Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator Mike Nolan, loves Leighton Vander Esch. And so it is pretty cool that Mike Nolan now gets to work with Leighton, and we'll see what that, you know, ultimately yields. But at the very least, hey, Leighton is pumped. I also thought it was cool, by the way. Leighton was asked about the additions of Gerald McCoy and Don Terry Poe, in, you know, kind of what they bring, whatever. And he said, these guys are legit. It's nice having Gerald and Poe in here, but just having everybody healthy again and ready to go, it's exciting. It's electrifying. I've got chills. They're multiplying, if you know what I mean. We all love playing football, obviously, and I think it shows, and I think we've got a great group this year, and I think we can do something extremely special with it. Here's what I really liked. I just don't like talking about it. I like freaking going out and actually doing it. Again, if you watch the, you know, the presser, he's very, 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 very clearly wanting to just play football. And some guys like that. Some guys are wired that way. And Leighton Vander Esch is a great football player. And so I can't wait to watch him on the football field, and see, see the fruits of that labor. This is that time of year, right? I did predict this to some degree on Monday's episode of Girls Talking Boys. We were talking about things that would kind of be storylines at the end of the week. I said, hey, I bet you there's some sort of spicy quote in the ether about Leighton Vander Esch. And here we are. Spicy quote out there. Speaking of, by the way, you can hear another episode of Girls Talking Boys later today. Kelsey Charles, Meg Murray will be on the mic. Tomorrow you can hear a brand new episode of Cowboys Oi with Mauricio Rodriguez. And next week we'll start the whole song and dance all over again. Make sure you do subscribe to the Blogging the Boys podcast feed. Your home for the best Dallas Cowboys content on the web, in the whole world, the whole universe, the whole galaxy. We put out two episodes every single day. I really, really believe that, you know, I believe in the work we do, and I'm excited for football season. I'm excited for all of us to experience it together. On your preferred podcast provider, we are available on all major podcast platforms. Subscribe to the Blogging the Boys podcast feed. Give a rating, write a review. I know I say that all the time. Those things really help, and we really appreciate and are thankful for those that have already done so. So, yeah, PGA Championships are going on this weekend. Big Brother's back. It's Cowboys training camp season. There's a lot going on. So, we hope that football season gets here fast and that it looks and feels normal and that it ultimately ends with the Dallas Cowboys winning the Super Bowl, right? I mean, that's why we're here. That's why we lift all them weights. So, that about does it for our Friday episode. So, you do me a favor. You have the absolute best Friday of all time. You know why? Because you deserve it. We will see you mañana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys and peace out.